I've been very impressed with the rookie class and their ability, to get onboarded by the veterans. And you can see the mentoring that's taken place between those men. And honestly, as a coach, those are the things that fire you up. From a strength and conditioning standpoint, you can tell the guys have put out. They put the work in the weight room. So we've had plenty of time now, meetings, weight stuff, and now onto the field to kind of work some of those skills. If you remember way back at the beginning of the off-season program, we gave point of attack tapes to all the players. Here's one or two things in your game let's really emphasize. Well, now is when we make those things come to life, and I've been really encouraged by that. So two in. We got one more tomorrow. And honestly, the first 2 days, the attitude of the group has been on point, and the speed of how we're doing things looks good. So with that, I'll be glad to open it up.
How tough was it? You were busy last week, but not probably where you wanted to be busy at.
Yeah, it was definitely have a penalty, so we had to make the best of it. And the players, they were all on their own. The Rooks went through a rookie development program that each team goes through, so that was definitely beneficial for them. And then from a coaching standpoint, it was our time to hit on some projects. So we knew this week was coming. So could we spend, those days, featured on the projects, division opponents and some other projects we wanted to look at as it pertained to practice this week.
Obviously, there's a physical element to this game. When you have these practices with limited contact and stuff like that, how do you judge that? Can you judge that?
What we're trying to do is just educate the guys as very best we can, really being mindful of that. One team has an emphasis, and then the next period the other group may have the emphasis, so we try to defer to that, much like a scout team would to defer to the other side. So just trying to use our best, judgment in that. We've made, bigger emphasis in the pass game during this portion, which eliminates some of that as well. So just trying to go about it as best we can to keep it, exactly under the guidelines that the league would like.
Not necessarily adjusting to Sark as much as Sark's having to adjust to being here. What do you think he means by that?
Well, I think probably because the system, is familiar for Matt. It'd be a good one for him, but in my mind, that's probably where, the aim that he's coming from. And what's the great part about coaching Matt, he's really clear, really concise, and going for it in the biggest way. So one of the easiest guys to communicate with. These are the things I like. These are the things, we can change that would help. So those two have, strong to form partnership already.
Dan, Matt said, you got a couple of days of practice now on the film. Time to move forward to 2017, not think about, not watch, rewatch the Super Bowl anymore.
Oh, for sure it is, yeah.
Have you kind of relayed that message? Because I know you didn't talk about it when you went to New York and all that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And we felt that way for a while, that 2017 was here, because we've added guys to the group. And then now that we're back on the field, it's this team's identity and how hard we go for it. So new leaders emerge, new roles will be filled. And honestly, as a coach, it's one of the coolest parts. And you're seeing some of that come to life, guys who are going now and really making that development push.
Apologize if you already addressed this, but the right guards, how are you going to do that rotating? I see a bunch of guys, a bunch of those guys got a lot of reps today.
Yeah, the first two guys that'll be battling for it will be Wes Schweitzer and Ben Garland. And they've had a fantastic offseason. We talk about guys who want to set it off. Those two, not only have they set it off, their humility is such, they work out together, they work on things together. So when you see them in post-practice helping one another along, you can imagine as a coach, how that feels to see two guys who are battling for it but are also helping one another. And then from the rookie class, we'll let that play itself out. Harlow's got some time at both the guard spots as well. I expect him to be back not only for camp, but possibly even sooner, and where he could, work into, some portion of practice over the next 2 weeks. So we'll see where that goes. He's doing fantastic. He's really pushed it from a rehab standpoint. So he's strong, he's fit, and hopefully in the next few days we'll have some clarity on that of can he start doing a little bit. He's chomping at the bit to get back with his guys. So we'll always do what's right by him to make sure he's ready to go.
Anybody else?
Go ahead, Kelsey.
Anybody else making progress like that? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kelsey. No, Kelsey, go
ahead. Progress-wise, the guys who are furthest along right now would be Trufant, Shelby, and Ish. Those would be the guys that are really, making a push, and hopefully over the next 2 weeks we'll have them at some level.
Dontari just said that on a daily basis you provide him tips in regards to him improving his pass rushing ability. What are some of the tips that you're giving him? Because he said that's an area that he wants to kind of unleash.
It does. And honestly, I just try to be another set of eyes for him and Bryant Young and help keep them, you know, another guide, so to speak, of here's some of the things I saw at practice. Here's some of the things I saw with your footwork. He's been an excellent addition to us. We knew he was a good player. What we did find out is what a good teammate he is. And we'd heard that from, you know, the organization in Kansas City. But now that he's here and being a part of this group, he'll be a significant factor for us.
Coach, you talk about players setting it off and leaders emerging. Is he one of them? Anybody excite you today out there?
A number of them have. I felt the communication piece. I was asking from that from Keanu Neal. Could that be a part of his game that he ramped up? Deion Jones and Leroy are two others at linebacker. Man, I felt their intent. Justin Hardy was somebody yesterday at the receiver spot that really looked on point. You saw him change his number. He was 14. So he was one that really I thought had an excellent day. Running back wise, I felt, you know, the same thing with Coleman and Freeman in terms of their intent. You know, I thought they looked really fit, really strong already. So some leaders are emerging from the group. Grady Jarrett's another one that has totally jumped out to us so far.
What's that coaching process like when you want Deion Jones to be more of a vocal leader? I mean, you watch film and say, you should have said something there. I mean, is it kind of like that? Or
no, it's longer than that because it started way back during the offseason. So the position that he plays where he's got to be a big communicator amongst the defensive linemen and to the secondary. And so that was when he was first learning the system, it took time for him to get out some alerts that could help other guys. And now that he's embraced that role really strongly, he seems louder, more clear, and even faster.
What about Marquand's time as a player allows him to connect so well with players? He said that he uses that as one of the things where he sits in the chair and he tries to remember what it was like being a player.
Right. I don't know if I'd call it empathy, but you do have a you can sit in that chair. And no, for Quan, not only was he has a very good understanding from free agency, what that was like, and going on to a new team and having that experience, learning new systems, having a role on special teams. So he's definitely somebody that not only on the defensive side supports Keith Armstrong from the special team side. That was a part of his role along with Jeff Obricks in their career where they had a big role on special teams. But I'd say he's always been a fantastic teacher. He's got great recall on plays and situations that he can go back, hey, do you remember this play and this technique? And for specific players, I think that's an added bonus that he can connect with the guys on specific things for them to improve on.
Coach,